Our guest today, Kanye West, has only released a couple of albums, and yet he is probably the most important figure in hip-hop today, if not in the entire music biz. He's also extremely creative and has an interesting story to tell. His first album, College Dropout, contained the huge hit Jesus Walks, and his new one, Late Registration, has been on top of the charts for the last couple of weeks. There's much to talk about, including the contradictions inherent in a pro-religion song like Jesus Walks, contrasted with the hip-hop lifestyle that Kanye embraces. What we won't be talking about is Kanye's recent remarks about George Bush and his response to the aftermath to Katrina in New Orleans. We would, but our interview took place before those remarks. We start off talking about religion as a part of the song Jesus Walks. While important to Kanye, it is just a part of his life.
I mean, I'm just a human being, and I was raised a certain way, just like a lot of us are raised in the church, and you believe in God, and but you're also a man. And I think with artists up to this point, they always want us to be on one side or the other, you know. But a human can, like, have faults and flaws. And what I do is I talk about the flaws, which makes other people relate to it, I think.
Absolutely, and you hear it throughout a lot of the things you did. Now, one of the things you've been doing lately is talking about an end to gay bashing. And tell me why that's become important to you.
Well, just with me alone, I used to feel like it was okay just to say derogatory stuff about gays just out loud anywhere. And I remember being in a store, and my girl really checked me on it because it was some, like, clothes that she picked out. I said, oh, that looked like some gay stuff or, like, some where, like, I was really derogatory. And I think there were, like, gay people in the store. And she said, wait, I said, come on, you can't do that anymore. Like, that's, like, not political. It's not okay anymore like that. And I had to realize, like, these are people, too. You can't just sit up there. It's like when white people used to feel like it was okay to say nigga. And then what's so crazy, it seemed like black people are the most, like homophobic. Not saying that all black people are, not saying that all the hip-hop community is. Of course, there are people who aren't. But particularly black people. But then we were also the ones that were discriminated against also. And people say, you can't compare that to this because blah, blah, blah. No, it's not about prejudice. It's not about racism. It might be about prejudice, but it's about discrimination, about someone else having their own mind, whatever they want to do, to each his own, but you feeling like, I don't like this person because that's what you do. Okay, well, you cannot agree with it, but hey, and what God said this, what God said, don't fornicate. Do you dislike anybody that has premarital sex? No. Well, see, well, What is your basis for this? To me, it's just like spreading hate, and I don't want the hate to be spread. And it's therapeutic for me because I'm still a little homophobic. I still don't feel that comfortable, but I'm trying to come to a place where I show respect. Where, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a hard topic to talk about, and I think it's really hard for a rapper because in a rap game, it's like, to me, it was never touched upon except for in a negative light, to say, oh, you this, you that, stop acting like this, stop acting like that, you know. But nobody's ever spoke up and said, yo, wait a second, that's, you know, to just spread hate and discriminate, that's wrong.
What kind of reaction have you been getting?
99% positive reaction. People saying, wow, I can't believe you said that. Kanye West is the only person who probably could get away with saying that. And of course, there'll be the closed-minded that say, oh, well, you know, you taking up for them, so you must be gay. You know, and the thing is, that shows you how negatively people look at that lifestyle, where they figure they can take that label and put it on someone else and bring down their career with it. That's the main thing they always say whenever somebody reaches that 10 million mark or get famous enough. Oh, I heard it was gay. I heard this was gay, blah, blah, blah. Well, hey, whatever people want to think, whatever you are, as a man, if I wasn't secure with myself, I would have never brought it up. I would be too scared to bring it up. Because I know what I am, I feel like I could be the first heterosexual to speak upon that, you know.
Well, amen to that. I'll give a thumbs up from here too. Let's listen to Jesus Walks for going back to the first one with Kanye West.
My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone to November. I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid, because we ain't spoken so long. God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid, because we ain't spoken so long.
From the College Dropout, that's the one that certainly made Kanye West a household word. That's Jesus Walks. You have said that one of your goals is to be something for everybody. And the funny thing about you is you try to be something for everybody in almost every piece of music you put out. How does that fit in with what you've been doing on this new album, working with John Bryan and things like that?
Yeah, well, if you take a song like Gold Digger, I spit from both perspectives. I'm not trying to female bash, and I'm not trying to guy bash on it. It's just how I feel, my honest opinion about the subject. Mm-hmm. You know, and as far as making music for everyone, everybody likes black music, period, like the Motown era, Stevie Wonder, the Bad Boy era, that time. And I just feel like a lot of artists nowadays, particularly black artists, because, you know, you hear about only 30% of your sales being black sales, don't focus as much on the black sales. But that's what America loves about our music, is that we make this black music. When they go and buy a black album, that's what they want to hear. So this album, even though it has John Bryan co-producing the entire album, it's very soulful. It's very black.
Well, Gold Digger's a good example, right off the top. Great beat to begin with, and then getting Jamie Foxx on it to not using a Ray Charles sample, but using him. Great move indeed. How did this song get built? How did the track get built?
Well, I used the Ray Charles sample. I was building the track for someone else, but they didn't have time to write the record or get the sample clear by the time the album was coming on. So then I just flipped it for me, started throwing down a couple lyrics to it that worked. And after the song came together, I went back and rewrote that third verse, which kind of just brings the whole record together. And I didn't want Jamie on it at first. I just wanted the Ray sample until he sang. And it's like he resurrected the spirit of Ray Charles or something. It just is remarkable to me that he could sound like that. And then he's singing on a topic we're talking about today. So that combination just let me know that God was working in the lab with me.
This is Gold Digger. This is from the new Kanye West Late Registration.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger, way over town, that digs on me.
Give me money. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Give me money.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars, girls, you gotta flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm.
Gold Digger, Kanye West is our guest today, and we're talking about the new Late Registration. Let's talk a little bit about John Bryan, because he is a producer that our audience certainly knows from people like Amy Mann and Fiona Apple. How did you hook up with him, and what was his reaction when you gave him a call?
He said, hey, come by, we'll listen to it. And then he heard the Otis Redding joint, he heard the Ray Charles joint, Gold Digger, and he was excited. He said, now this is exciting. this could be something right here. And he just started like putting down ideas, and it was just a marriage of music I think it's the greatest meeting of musical minds since Mike hooked up with Quincy.
What were you looking for with him? Why him for you?
See, I always loved movies and I always wanted myself to sound cinematic. That's why the tracks were pretty dramatic on the last album. But this time it takes it to a whole new level. Like, this makes the last album sound like a rough draft. This is really the authentic. This is the other album was, you know, J. Crew and Gap mixed with maybe a Gucci wallet and some loafers to give the overall look. This is all Gucci down right here.
Well, and you know, Diamonds from Sierra Leone is the thing where you can hear the lushness, and it starts with the sample, which is pretty lush to begin with. But now, give an idea about how this one was built up too.
Okay, it started with the sample, yeah, that was really over the top to start off with. But then John started layering all type of instruments, things he made with his mouth that sounded like strings. And I remember waiting 2 weeks to order, like, to find this harpsichord where you hear that harpsichord build up at the end. It's the music. I think Diamonds might have been a little bit much for people to take as a single. That was one of those ones where, you know, had the 40 bar verse, the rhyme of the month. I'm like, look how good we are. People are like, okay, that's good, but we just want to relax sometimes. So we kind of scaled back and made the album a little bit more easygoing.
Well, you know, that's interesting you put it that way, because you work so hard on the raps. I mean, I've heard you will do a whole thing with the beats all there, and you know how the rap is going to work, but you don't have the words yet. And right. Does sometimes what you just said happen is you just overwork something?
Yeah, we could overwork stuff and then bring it back, scale it back.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as you know where you started and you go back and you listen to that first one and you listen to where you're at now, you say, okay, what is it that I like about the simplicity of the rough draft, and what elements can we use on a new one? Like Gold Digger, it was all type of instruments layered up, and then we ended up only using the saxophone sound at the end.
Wow. Well, I wanted to play for our listeners Diamonds from Sierra Leone. And people should know a little bit about the history of this song, in that a lot of it has to do with the history of Rockefeller Records and that Diamonds being kind of a symbol for that. But then the thing changed for you, right?
The remix, I talk about the conflict diamonds, the blood diamonds. I just want to educate people on things I found out about since I released the song, because the word diamonds struck a chord in a lot of my friends, Mark Romantic, Q-Tip. A lot of people were like, wow, this is something I want you to touch on over here.
And yet, you know, you still wear plenty of them, right?
Yeah, because actually we need to still wear diamonds, because that's how they make their money. When you talk about Live 8, so let's have the countries use their own resources to rebuild their community and everything. Mm. Diamonds is a resource in Africa, so we need to not stop buying diamonds, just buy diamonds properly, and hopefully have it where we can build actual, not just have like rivers, but factories and education for the people so they can make more money off their diamonds.
This is Diamonds from Sierra Leone, the remix. Kanye West, our guest on the World Cafe.
Diamonds are forever. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Diamonds are forever.
The rock is still alive every time I rhyme.
Still, people lose hands, legs, arms for real. Little was known of Sierra Leone and how we connect to the diamonds we own. When I speak of diamonds in this song, I ain't talking about the ones to be glown. I'm talking about Rockefeller, my home, my chain. These ain't conflict diamonds. Is they Jacob? Don't lie to me, man. See a part of me saying, keep shining. How? When I know what a blood diamonds. Though it's thousands of miles away, Sierra Leone connect to what we go through today. Over here, it's the drug trade, we die from drugs. Over there, they die from what we buy from drugs. The diamonds, the chains, the braces, the charms is. I thought my Jesus piece was so harmless.
till I seen a picture of a shorty armless, and here's the conflict. It's in a black person's soul to rock that gold. Spend your whole life trying to get that ice. On a polo rugby, you look so nice. How could something so wrong make me feel so right, right? Before I beat myself up like Ike, you can still throw your Rockefeller diamond tonight. Because
diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Kanye West is our guest. That's Diamonds from Sierra Leone, the remix of that, Late Registration, the new one from him. Kanye, you're kind of really associated with Chicago, but you grew up in Atlanta. What did your parents do?
No, I was born in Atlanta, and when my parents divorced, I was moved to Chicago with my mother.
Oh, okay.
And I grew up there, and I would visit my father in the summers, like in Maryland and everything. So my parents were both professors.
Mm-hmm. Does that probably doesn't help the hip-hop cred, though, right?
Nah, see, because people have the stigma about hip-hop that we had to break down. Hip-hop ultimately is about making good music. I rap from my perspective, and I think the credibility, I got a lot from rolling with Rockefeller. They helped me out a lot. And I'm in a position where I could show people, yo, there's all different type of stuff you can rap about. There's all different type of music. Look at Eminem. Look at the barriers he had to break down for being white.
Hmm. And you, as a producer, of course, have produced so many different things. I mean, look at John Legend, which is something that is kind of a totally a different thing. How did you and he initially hook up?
Well, my cousin Devo Springsteen, or y'all might know him as Devon Harris, went to that school also, and that was his roommate back at the school. And he was like, yo, my roommate, he's really talented, blah, blah, blah. And I used to be like, yeah, whatever, man. You know, it's a lot of people. But he came over, we did a song, and he recorded it all in one take, and it was incredible, and his voice is so distinctive. So what I did is start bringing him in on major projects. At that time, that was big stuff for him, like Alicia Keys to sing on the background of that, or singing backgrounds on a Jay-Z record. So then it was time to start working on his record, and he had these songs he was building up. Then he got a deal. Then now, I mean, he's John Legend. It's amazing to see him come that far.
And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh.
Now, you mentioned something else you do, which is work as much as a producer as doing your own thing. Is it tough being on either side of the glass with that? It would seem to me to be really logical, because so many people in the past, you mentioned Stevie, you mentioned other people have done that. They've written the tunes. They've produced the tracks. Why do people think it's so unusual in hip-hop?
I don't know. I guess is what people are used to hearing, and it does take a lot of energy to do all those different things on the level that I do them at. You know, I wasn't just born the best lyricist in the world. Not saying that I'm that today, but I'm pretty good. I'm amongst the top ever. So I spent a lot of time with the lyrics, and then with the tracks, I spent a lot of time with that. Then the videos, I spent a lot of time with that. I've dedicated my life, my whole life, to making good music for y'all.
Kanye West, his new album is called Late Registration, and as we mentioned, that interview took place before Kanye's controversial remarks about the president and the aftermath of Katrina. That album is available at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.